I want to talk to you about the power habit and the power of pursuing God. Somebody say, the power of habit and the power of pursuing God. And it won't take me a long time to preach this, but I want you to listen to it. And I want to ask you kind of some poignant questions as we start. But have any of you ever felt like people really don't change? And let me say this, that doesn't necessarily come from somebody who's just negative or cynical, but it comes from it comes from life. And seeing people and, you know what, people promising to change and people promising, and listen, and many times we're those people. Oh, I didn't get a big amen on that. Many times we're those people, are we not? And but what I want to do is I want to show you in from the Word and just, you know what, from the Spirit of God, some practical things that are going to help you. Here's the reality, and somebody be honest in the room. How many of you made a New Year's resolution maybe in 2015? Raise your hand if you probably made it. Okay. And then how many made one in 16? How many made one in 17? How many made one in 18? How many made one in 19? Okay. Here's the problem. For many of your hands that went up, it was the same resolution. Come on, don't shout me down when you know what I mean? You said, this is the year that I'm finally going to get out of debt. This is the year I'm going to finally draw close to God. I'm going to start reading my Bible every day, whatever it is. Okay. So I want to talk to you today. And who has your cards out? Do you have your cards? Who brought your cards? You know what? You got the who and do card? Okay. Somebody show me your who and do card. Okay. Thank you. Okay. If you don't have a card, you know what? Raise your hand. The ushers are going to quickly and quietly make sure you have a card. Okay. Just raise up your hand till you get a card, okay? All right. So if you have your cards, somebody look at the front side and say who. Look on your back side and say do. Okay. So who do you want to become in 2019? Who do you want to become in 2019? Here's the rules. Don't have any more than 7 things. A lot of times we don't get those. I still see hands, guys, over here. Oh, we have no more cards. Okay, go to Rite Aid and get a card. Okay, or we have note cards. Somebody show me where your notes are in the bulletin. No, in the bulletin. Somebody quickly. Notes, okay. So take your note. Take this. This is for your notes. You guys have one of these every single week. We give you one. You know why we give you one? Because you remember more of what you write down. Oh, my goodness, I don't know who this is for. Please, 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 this is my sermon. Do something different and you'll change. You will remember more. Here, just start with this one. I've heard pastors say this week after week after week after week, and I come in and walk in rebellion every single week because I won't do what he asked me to do. Stop it. I love you, but stop it. Take notes. Bring a pen and take notes. Start today. Amen. Take note. Every single week, I give you a free paper. Free. Why? Why do I do that? Because I know the Word of God, getting the Word of God in you is the most important thing. And you will remember more of what you write down than what you just hear. You will remember more of what you write down than you just hear. You know, take 30 seconds before you come in from your car and grab a pen. I already gave you the paper. So if we don't have enough to go around, I'm sorry, that's on me. But let this be your who and do. If you have your card, raise up your card. Okay? Say who and do. Again, say who and do. Okay. Who is who do you want to be? Do is how you're going to do it. Amen? Let me give you an example. who is, I want to be a stronger man of God. The do is, I'm going to read my Bible every day. Do you understand? Who and do. The who is, I want a better relationship with my spouse. The do is, there's not going to go a day that I don't kiss my husband right on the cheek. Did I say right on the cheek? I meant the lips, amen. Come on, somebody say amen to this. Pastor, you know, the husbands are like, man, pastor preaching good today. Good preaching, pastor. Good preaching. Amen. Listen, if you know your husband likes it, you want to improve your relationship, why don't you do that? Because he always forgets to empty the trash. Hey. Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that Bible scripture says, do unto others just like they do unto you. Is that what it says? No, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You said, but Pastor, why don't you tell him to? I'll get to him. Relax, Jackson. I'm going to get to him. Amen? You know, husbands, you know what? It just means so much to them. You know what I try to do every day? I try to do this. I don't do it every day, but I try to do it every day, depending on my schedule. But you know what I try to do? I try to straighten up the house every day and vacuum the house every single day. Why do I do that? Here's why. Because when my wife walks out of the bedroom and she sees all the house, I know my wife. It just ministers to her. When she walks out and sees, you know what? And I do. I'm a good vacuumer. Amen. And you know what? And I give her a double blessing. Amen. I have one of those automatic robot vacuumers. So I vacuum, and then I put the robot on. Man, we do it a double whammy. Amen. All I'm saying is, guys, I want to teach you some things today. Guys, do you have that video in the back? Somebody say the power of habits. You know what? If you would just do a little thing every Monday and every Tuesday and every Wednesday and every Thursday and every Friday and then do it again. See, you know what? Most of us, we don't understand the power of habit. The power of just doing something repetitively every single day, every single week. And all of a sudden, see, here's the thing. Listen to me. Your life doesn't change because you make a goal. Your life changes because you make a habit. Your life doesn't change. You made a goal. You made a goal in 2015 with same goal as 2016, with same goal as 2017. Making a goal doesn't change your life. Now, making a goal is a good thing. Amen. Writing it down. Anybody who knows anything about changing knows one of the most important things you can do is make a goal and write it down. But anybody also knows the goal, if writing it down, making a goal made a change, you'd have a new goal every new year. But you got the same goal to lose 20 pounds. You had it when you were 2015, 2016, 2017, or whatever it is. You know, whatever it is. Do the who, but make sure I'm going to talk to you today about doing the do. And I want to show you the power of a habit over a period of time. One thing that you do every day over a period of time will make a huge difference. Watch this. Small difference, small disciplines, big result. I could show you a picture. I won't show you a picture too. It's too embarrassing. I could show you a picture just 6 months ago. And you'd see a pastor that was about 30, 35 pounds heavier. Couldn't put this jacket on. Couldn't put these pants on. Could put this shirt on because church kind of black, you know. But I couldn't put, definitely couldn't put the pants on. Definitely couldn't put the, what, pastor, what did you do? Here's what I did. When I was in high school, I was a swimmer. We have a pool. It's a small pool, but we have a pool. And so, you know what? Well, actually, let me go back a little bit. You know what? My wife, she's so gracious, but she could kind of see the tub on me. You know what I mean? I had a six pack. I just had some too many jelly filled around the six pack. Just couldn't see the six pack. But here's the deal. My wife was gracious. She didn't tell me, you know what, Pastor, you know, Drew, I think you're getting a little, you know what, you might, she didn't say anything to me, but she started this keto diet, and she said, hey, you know what, Drew, would you like to get it, you know what I'm saying, would you like to get on this keto diet? I'm like, no. No. And then, you know what, I was like, and she said, you sure, it's really not that hard, because you know what, you can, you know, eat, you know, fats, and it's, you know, you can eat bacon and eggs and, you know what I mean, some stuff. And I was like, no, thank you. You know, thank you, no, thank you. But then, for whatever reason, I reluctantly decided to do that. Here's the thing. Listen, everybody say reluctantly. Reluctantly. See, but here's what I did do. All I did was, in the morning, I got up and I swam. Just 20 laps. Later on, I do 30 laps. But at the beginning, I just do 20 laps. But I did 20 laps on Monday, 20 laps on Tuesday, 20 laps on Wednesday. And then I started, because it was easy, because it would only take me 10 minutes. It's 10 minutes. But then I started doing 20 laps in the morning, 20 laps at night. And it was easy for me to do. And the first day I did it, you know, nothing changed. You know what I mean? I got in the pool, and I had a lot of chub. I got out of the pool, and I had a lot of chub. Nothing changed. It was like, oh, this is the same. You know what I'm saying? Which, that's what hurts us. We want instant results. You know why jelly-filled donuts are so good? Because they're so good. Exactly. That's right. That's deep. That's exactly right. That was exactly the answer. But somebody tell me when they are good. Every day. You guys are good. You're preaching my sermon. Exactly. That is the, boy, you guys are good. They're good because they're good, and they're good every day. But more specifically, how many know they're good at the first bite? In other words, there's this instant gratification that we love. And that instant gratification is what motivates us to get another jelly-filled tomorrow. Or 15 minutes after. Do you understand? So, let me tell you a story. How many know we're going to receive some stuff today? How many know the Word of God is practical? Amen. Oh, you know, Pastor, oh, he's preaching so good. Well, what'd he say? Oh, no, he talked about Jesus, but I don't know what the application is, but it was good. It's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, let's be, not only just hearers of the word, but let's be doers. Let's have a resolve. You know what resolve means? A resolve means that you're unwavering. Listen to me. Some of the things that God has put on your heart at the beginning of the year, they're not just, the point isn't just to lose weight, that you'd be better, look better in your, you know, that you'd be able to wear some skinny jeans. You know what I mean? That's not the point. The point is that God wants you to be healthy, that you could minister, that you could be healthy and be around for your kids and your grandkids. That's the point, amen? And it wasn't, you know, it was the Holy Spirit that's quickening you. You know, to lose some weight. It's the Holy Spirit that's quickening you to get out of debt. It's the Holy Spirit that's quickening you to whatever, to draw closer to Him. These aren't just good ideas. They're not just resolutions. They're God speaking a word to you, an instructive word that he wants you, that he wants you to do some things that are going to strengthen your marriage. Why does he want that? Because he wants your kids seeing a model of him. You know why marriage is so important? Because it's a model of, what do they call something in shadow? It's a type and shadow of God. It's what it is. And it's important. And the Holy Spirit is quickening those things in your heart. And we allow Satan to, and then we don't get good instruction to figure out how to do it. We've been told, "Ooh, you're just not tough enough. You know, you just got to have more willpower, dude. You're just weak." And then we listen to Satan as he tells us that. You know what? And let me tell you what, you're not weak. But you do need some instruction. You do need some practical instruction that the Holy Spirit is going to give to your spiritual father to instruct you today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That your New Year's resolution in 12 months will be different because you will have checked that off your list. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
And I already told you, you're not going to do it perfectly. But you know what? What you are going to do is you're going to learn from your pastors. And you're going to allow the Holy Spirit to teach you today. We're going to start today. We've already started with the who and do. But I want to start to talk about the power. Not take a long time, but just talk about the power of making a decision today and then make a decision tomorrow and then make a decision tomorrow. You know why you're at where you're at? If most of you look at your life, if most of you looked at what you did, you know, not the weekend, because the weekend's sometimes different, but even the weekend's the same, because you probably did the same thing this Saturday as you did last Saturday as you did the Saturday before. But that whatever you did Monday, you do Monday, Tuesday, you'll do the same thing. You know what I mean? If you get up rushed, you'll get up rushed on Monday. You'll get up rushed on Tuesday. You'll get up rushed on Wednesday. That's what you do. You know what? If you come home, you know what? Maybe you know what? You get the kids, you know what, washed, and you get the kids in bed, and then you watch 3 hours of TV on Monday, you'll probably do the exact same thing on Tuesday and on Wednesday. Or if you watch, you know what, eight, you know, you spend 45 minutes, you know what, what do they call this stuff? Multimedia, all this. Social networking and all that, you'll do it. You'll do it. And you know what? And all this, see, let me tell you what, you can change. But in order to change, you have to allow today to allow the Holy Spirit to tell you the message, which here's the message. You know what? Just do something different on Monday. And then do something different on Tuesday. And then do it on Wednesday. And over the period of time, small little habits will have huge impact in your life. Small habits will have huge impact in your life. So I swim the 20 laps. I get out of the pool. I'm still chub, dub, thanks for the grub. That's what I am. Okay. But at some point in time, you know what? I put on a pair of pants, and I was like, hey, I could put these pants on, amen? You know what? And then 3, 4, 5 months later, I was able to put this jacket on. If I showed you this jacket, you know what? If I put on this jacket, and if I showed you a picture of me 6 months ago, I put on this jacket, and you'd be like, yeah, wait. I'm just saying. Mm-mm-mm. Whenever you do something over and over, it begins to have a huge accumulative effect. Most of the things that we do, they're not based on conscious choices. They're based on daily routines. I'm going to say that again. Most of what we do are not based on conscious decisions. They're based on daily routines. That's why people don't change. And all you have to do is make some small changes every day over a period of time, and you'll see your life is different. So let me prove it to you in Scripture. Daniel, Daniel chapter 6, starting with verse 3. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because of an excellent spirit. He distinguished himself above. You ever see somebody and they just, you can tell they got it together? And you feel like, I don't got it together. Listen, they have it. Can I tell you why they have it together? Because of small things that they do repeatedly every day. Amen. Yes. They might have talents and abilities that you don't have, but there's nobody in this section that doesn't have incredible talent and ability. Right. Yours might be different than his, and yours might be different than hers, right. But every single one of you has been given giftings. But it is a daily repetitiveness of something, small little thing that God has asked you to do on that do side of that page that will make a difference in your life. And you'll start to see, others will start to see and go, man, this guy's different. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And that's what Daniel was. He distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because of an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Somebody say promotion.
Promotion.
See, promotion doesn't come from the north or the east. Or the Bible says promotion doesn't come from the east or the west. It comes from the north. Oh, nice. Amen. It comes from God. Yeah. And God is gifted every... Man, I don't understand why God doesn't bless me. Here, could you be obedient to what he asked you to do? Oh, amen. See, because it's the Holy Spirit. If you did what I instructed you to do, you didn't just write it down a bunch of who's and do's. You ask God, God, what do you want me to do? I believe in without that card last year, the Holy Spirit was the one that was quickening you to make these changes in your life. But not only will the Holy Spirit tell you about who you need to be, he'll give you a practical plan on how to do it. Now, whether we do it, you know what, consistently is a different thing. And the reason why I can fit in this jacket isn't because I went out one day and swam. Amen? And the reason why I couldn't fit in this jacket, listen to me, wasn't because I went out one day and had a jelly donut. Can I tell you a story? So we raised the money. We had the design. We're going to do this project. We're going to tear the roof off. We're going to take this wall down. We're going to reconfigure all the air conditioning around. You know what? We're going to do all this. We're going to build the stage. We're going to put the air conditioning unit right here. Air conditioning unit was right here. We moved it over here. You can't even see it, but it's right here. All the ducts are around. You know what? We did all this. But in order to do that, we had to start. We started on Monday at 7 o'clock in the morning. I was here at 7:45. And I had a good friend. His name was Steve. I called him Steve Coffee because he loved coffee. Amen. And Steve would come every single day. And every day, and the one day that I gave him coffee, I could tell his eyes got all happy. It was like, I could tell, ooh. He said, I like coffee. I said, okay. So the next day, I got him coffee. Every single day, I got him coffee. One day, I stopped, one of the very first days, I stopped off at this donut place. Right here. You know what it's called? Sunshine Donuts or something. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I stopped at Sunshine Donut, and I got Steve a coffee, and I got him some donut. I got him a donut. I got him a donut. But what I was getting, and I don't drink coffee, but I eat donuts. Amen. So I got Steve one donut, but I got me two donuts. Amen. Amen. And then one day, you know what? And then another day, I stopped by there. I got him a coffee, and you know what? And they have the best breakfast sandwiches. The best. They're a croissant. Are they good? Yeah. They're the bomb. And they had this croissant. You want a good breakfast sandwich? You know, I'm just telling you, don't go to McDonald's. Go to this place right here. It's the bomb. Sunshine Donuts. And you know what? And I even know it's a number three. Get a number three. Pastor, how do you know what number it is? I'm telling you, I know what number it is. So it's a croissant with cheese and egg and ham, and they melt it. It's so good, so delicious. And I thought, you know what? Steve would probably like, I don't get Steve more than a donut. I'm gonna get him one of these breakfast sandwiches. Oh, and by the way, as long as I'm getting Steve one, guess who else I'm gonna get one? I'm gonna get me one. Amen. Okay. I didn't get Tub, Tub Dub. Thanks for the grub. I didn't get that because I stopped there one day. I got there because the next day I thought, well, I'm gonna get Steve some coffee again. True story. One day after doing this, day after day after day, Steve came up to me and he said, hey, Pastor, thanks for that, you know what, but could you do me, do they, true story. Steve's like, do they have like a brand muffin? Could you get me a brand muffin? I said, Steve, I will be glad to get you a brand muffin. Did you hear what I said? I said, Steve, I would be glad to get you a brand muffin. Some of you caught that. Some of you didn't. I said, I'm going to get you a brand muffin, but I'm sticking on the two jelly filled and the croissant morning sandwich, and boom, boom, boom. See, listen, your life doesn't change because a decision you make one day. A life is changed because of a decision that you make day after day after day after day. And people read this passage and think, yeah, God just blessed Daniel. He blessed. No, God didn't bless Daniel. God rubbed off on Daniel. People think this and they're wrong. Brian and his wife can attest to this. We you know what? They are not in the inner circle. Tamar's inner circle. They're not. They're our friends. And they're our friends because they will be right here. And I tell you all, anyone could be right here. Why should you be right here? Because let me tell you about the wolves. You know, I see people. I see y'all. I see people and I see them. And they're like, man, let me. I'm not ripping on you guys for sitting in the back. That's not what I'm saying. But I see people, and they're like, yeah. Hey, Pastor. Oh, you guys getting this? Hey, Pastor Drew. Hey, Pastor Tamra. They won't be far from me. Amen? They never come to my office and ask me what I think. They don't want to hear my counsel. You know why they don't want to hear my counsel? Because they know I'm going to give them my counsel. they really don't want to hear the counsel of God. Here's what they want to do. They want to, and we've all been there. I'm not, you know what, listen, if this is speaking to you, I'm not mad at you. The pastor that called me selfish, he didn't not love me, he did love me. Amen. See, that's Satan lying to you that says, you know what, that these two are in the inner circle and you're not. They're in the inner circle because they chose to get close to me. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. But you're going to put one foot in and one foot out and you're like, oh, yeah. You know what? Oh, my goodness. You know what? You think you're going to be a gymnast or something. Your feet are so wide, spread out. You better watch it, Jackson. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, listen, you get close to the people that God has called you to be close to. Amen? I know some people, some Christians, I know some Christians who, you know what, come to this church, but the main thing, but they listen, they go here, and they go there, and they, you know what I mean, listen, come to this house, amen, this is where God has called you, And we get deceived and think, oh, I need to go hear this evangelist and go to that thing and go over here. And and you're just chasing your tail all around when God has got the blessing right in front of you. Amen. Who's hearing what I'm saying today? You know what? You want to come to another service? You know what? Come to the 9 o'clock service. Yeah. Amen. How many know my message at the 9 o'clock is different than the 11 o'clock? Even though it's the same, it's different. You know, you want more God? Yeah. Then you come to Esperanza. Amen. Yeah. He said, Pastor, I don't even know Spanish. Amen. Hey, you know what? Welcome. Amen. Neither do I, but I love Esperanza. Amen. I come and get blessed. Amen. You say, how do you know that? Because I know the word of God is going forth. You know what I mean? Pastor will say hallelujah or something. Ooh, I know that word. Amen. I get all excited. You know what I mean? Amen. And I pick some stuff up. I know what's going on. The Spirit knows what's going on. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? You know, but God wants to make a difference in your life. God makes a difference in my life. How does he make a difference in my life? By directing me to do something, and then when I do it consistently on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, it starts to make a difference in my life. You know, God started calling me. You know, God spoke a word to me. I want you to be generous. I'll say, yeah, but my dad's generous. God's like, your dad's generous? What does that have to do with you? Amen. Amen. Listen, some of you think you're righteous because your dad's righteous or your parents are godly. If you're not godly, then you're not godly. Amen? I don't care how godly your parents were. I thought I was generous. Roger, imagine this. I thought I was generous because my dad was generous. Is that nuts? You know what the Bible says? The Bible says that those, listen to what the Bible says, that those who hear the word and don't do it are self-deceived. I was going to church, you know what, even on the worship team and spending every penny on myself. And thank God, a man of God spoke into my life. I was listening to Christian radio, and he said, you know what your problem is? And he was talking to his congregation, but how many know God knew I was going to hear that? He said, you know what the problem was? God was speaking to me. He said, the problem is you're stingy. Now, listen, I'm going to teach you that. I'm going to wrap it up quick, but listen to me. That was the word of God I had for me. But then, you know what? The Holy Spirit, that was the who. I needed to become an investor in the kingdom of God. But what was the do? The do was start here. Listen to me. I told the first service this. One day my wife comes to me. She says, oh, Drew, I went to, I forget where it was. You know what? Anyway, I went to Kohl's the other day. I saw the awesome shirt. It was red and it was, oh, it was so awesome. It looked so good on you. I'm like, where is it? And then, her true story. And then she said, I put it back. Why did you do that? Why are you telling me this story? Get in the car and go back and get, you know, all of a sudden I want, you know, here's what I'm saying. All this, oh, God knows my heart. Can I tell you what? God knows your heart by, can I tell you the truth? When God judges you, you know that Jesus said that, I'm not really going to judge you. God ain't going to judge us. God is just going to look and see what you did. Does that make sense? So I feel like I need to become a tither and a giver, tithing and offering. But you know what? So what did I do? That week, this is a true story. That week, I cashed my check. And when I cashed my check, I had a wallet. And before, I put everything here. Everything here. This was the, this is mine drawer. I put everything in this is mine drawer. Can I just tell you the truth? Not everything is yours. Not everything is yours. That's a misunderstanding. That's absolutely wrong. Old Testament, New Testament, absolutely wrong. Not everything is yours. But what I did is I took 10% out of, so whatever, if I made $300, I took $30, took it out of the me drawer, and put it into the God drawer. Where was the God drawer? It just was this little slot in, you know, wallets have different slots. I just put that $30 in that slot. And I was taking it out immediately, say first fruits. And then that Sunday, boom, I would bring my tithe. And then, listen, and I had an offering slot. And I would take what God spoke to me, and I would take that amount, and I would put it in a offering. And sometimes the offering would collect. You know what? It was just a little bit, maybe $20, I forget. But that $20 and that $20 and that $20, in 3 weeks, that'd be $60. And I could buy somebody a pair of shoes if they told me to buy them a pair of shoes. Do you understand? Or, I'm just saying, I'm not trying to manipulate. I'm just trying to say, you know what? I could give that $60 to the outdoor project if the Holy Spirit spoke to me that way. The offering is up to the Holy Spirit to direct you. Do you understand that? Amen. Amen. What's my point? My point is, you know what? I had a plan. And I executed the plan. See, all we have to do is just, you don't have to change overnight. You just have to have a plan and then execute the plan. Amen? Oh, I'm gonna make my marriage great. I'm gonna make my marriage great. I'm gonna make my marriage great. And we do all this like in one day. Here's a thought. Why don't you just kiss your wife every day? Why don't you just pray with your wife every day? Man, that's some. Can I be honest with you? I don't know why Satan just works on our insecurities. You know what I mean? I don't pray for 8 hours with my wife. I don't pray for 45 minutes with my wife. But before I leave, I just say, Father, thank you, and whatever I feel the Holy Spirit is saying, that I would bless my family. And listen, that over a period of time, if I continue to do that, how many know that's going to start to have this accumulative effect that's going to be huge? Amen? Amen.
Yes, sir.
Somebody say, little things, if I stick with it, are going to have huge results. So Daniel is, you know what, in verse 10, and I'll just end with this. But look, Daniel, watch this, in verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. This writing was signed at, you know what, we're gonna make Daniel, you know, all these other people were jealous. So they got the king to force him to, you know, at some point in time, they had to bow down and worship, you know, an idol. And so when these other people knew that there was signed, Daniel's like, oh, okay, you're going to make me serve another god? I ain't going to do it. He goes home, watch this, he goes home, and in his upper room with his windows open towards Jerusalem. I don't live a different life on Sunday than I do on Monday. I'm just who I am. Watch this. Second part. He knelt down on his knees. Somebody say three times a day.
Three times a day.
One day? No. Three times a day that day, and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. See, we look at verse 3 and say, look at how awesome Daniel was. God blessed him. No. God rubbed off on him. He had character because not what he did one day. You are not going to lose, you know what, 30 pounds, you know what, because you don't go to Tommy's today. Amen. And you're not going to gain 30 pounds if you go to Tommy's today. I wanted to do this. I didn't have time, but I wanted to do this. I wanted to get a croissant sandwich and two donuts, and 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 a croissant sandwich and two donuts. And you to see all that, and all that was 1 week worth of my breakfasts.
Do it.
My pastor, I'm glad they built the South Sanctuary so quickly. Me too. Amen. Are you hearing what God's saying? See, just start doing something that God has called you to do. And don't stop. Some of you would be so much more spiritual if you just make a decision to not ever miss Sunday. Some of you would be more spiritual if you started to make a commitment to come Sunday and Wednesday. Yeah, but it's hard because I get off work. Hey, listen. Hey, listen. You know what? You want to talk about hard. You know what was hard? When Jesus went to the cross for you. That was hard. Amen. Hard. Come on, man. Come on, man. Amen. We're so quick to tell God why he can take second and third and fourth place. God says, you know what? I won't take second and third and fourth place. I want to give God first place. Yeah, amen. How many glad? How many learned something today?
Matthew 7:24 says, anyone who hears my words and puts them into practice, this man is a wise man who builds his house on the rock. But there's your do right there. Do is everywhere. You must put it into practice. You need to hear God's word, but then you need to put it into practice. The Bible says that faith without works is, see, we know this. Pastor said, you know what? God's not going to judge you. And he's not. The Bible tells you that. There's a judgment day for sure. But do you know what's going to judge you? The written word of God will be the judge. So it's an open book test. What does he say here in Matthew 24? Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice. Figure out whatever you have on your card there that you've asked the Lord, things that he's trying to make you look more like him, things that he's trying to get you to put into practice in your life. Those things. Be sure that the backside has the do, something very practical. I remember I have habits. I have a cup of coffee every morning. It's coffee and then out of bed because Pastor Drew brings it to me. And he knows just how to make it. You know what? But you know what I realized one day? One day I realized that what I was putting in my coffee, how much garbage it was. And immediately I said, as soon as I realized how awful that was for my body, I was like, I better figure this out because I do that every day. I knew that habit was going to bite me. I do it every day. So now what can I do to my coffee so that habit becomes a healthier habit, a better habit? It's not at war with my body. It's something that's going to be good. So now I put all kinds of good stuff in my coffee, and I love it. But I know that if I'm going to have a habit, it's either going to work for you or against you. So kind of look at what you're doing and make sure we're establishing good habits. You know, things that we know are good for our spirit, things that we know are good for our body, things that we know are good really for our mind. Sometimes we spend time with things that just cause us to be disobedient to the word of God. We don't meditate on that, which is good. We just fill ourselves with fear and all kinds of stuff by what we do with our time. And we need to be sure we're building ourselves up. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. Hey, can I tell you, I never saw, you know what they say? They say love is blind. I never saw. It was not about a chub or a tub. I just want to say this as I sit here and listen to him. It was never about a chub or a tub. Never. Here's what it was about. It's the truth. This guy right here is sugar addicted. He has a sweet tooth. No, he has a sweet tooth. Don't even put a box of See's candy near him. He'll eat the whole thing. You'll turn around and you'll think the dog got it because it's all gone. He's like, no human could possibly do that, but he'll do it. So I know how bad sugar is for you. It's awful for your body. And so in keto, you don't have sugar, and we don't take garbage sugar either, like all the sugar substitutes. We don't do that either. So I had some healthy sugar, and I was going to make sweets and all this good stuff that I thought, oh, he really needs to knock the sugar out. It was just about your health all the time. I just wanted him to stop eating all that sugar, so I kept on encouraging him. You sure you don't want to do this with us? Because it's going to be good. So.